5. It's currently 1 degree at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Munich at a global security conference. He is expected to meet today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In Rome, the Pope is in the hospital.
The Vatican press office releasing a statement saying Pope Francis is being hospitalized for some necessary diagnostic tests and to continue his treatment for bronchitis. Earlier this week, the 88-year-old revealed he was still battling bronchitis, with an aide reading most of his prepared remarks. The Pope has also recently battled influenza and dealt with a couple falls, injuring his arm and chin. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Thousands of federal workers have been told they no longer have jobs as of today. Newer employees at several government departments, including the Department of Education, Veterans Affairs, and the Office of Personnel Management, have been fired by the Trump administration and DOGE. Hamas releasing the names of hostages to be released from captivity in Gaza tomorrow. U.S. National Segui Dekel Chen is on the list. This is ABC News. President Trump says he wants talks with Russia and China about nuclear weapons. He says he's hoping he can get agreements with both countries to cut nuclear arsenals and someday cut defense budgets in half. So, you're tired of rising egg prices. Guess what? Now you have the choice to rent a chicken.
Renting chickens has actually been a thing for years, but only now is gaining traction.
Our two-hen package starts at $4.90 for the whole rental period.
For that $490, says Jen Tompkins of Rent the Chicken in Freeport, Pennsylvania.
We'll bring the coop, your hens that you're getting, either two or four. We'll bring the feed.
And for the next 6 months, you'll know exactly where your eggs are coming from. Similar businesses are operating across the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Some other birds being celebrated today in Philadelphia. The parade for the Super Bowl champion Eagles steps off around 11 this morning Eastern time. Some people braving freezing weather overnight to get the best spots. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Love is in the air, and I love my customers. This is Heather, owner of the Creative Outlet. Don't you love anniversaries? At the Creative Outlet, today marks my 17th year in business. I have enjoyed selling craft supplies and providing local crafters a place to sell the items that they make all year round. I also provide opportunities for you to purchase gently used clothing for men, women, and children at resale prices. I can't wait to see what year 17 will bring. Come join the fun at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy sofa and love seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg dining table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn reclining sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena full or queen panel bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, Isaiah 26:4. This verse is another reminder from the Word that we must trust in the Lord. How often we mortals need that reminder. We must pray like the hymn writer wrote, Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. As D.L. Moody reminded people in his day, trust in yourself and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave you. Trust in money and you may have it taken from you. Trust in reputation, and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God, and you are never to be confounded in time or eternity. It is strange that we trust each other and only doubt the Lord. We will take the word of mortals and yet distrust God's word. But oh, what light and glory would shine o'er all our days if we always would remember that God means just what he says. Your friends at Apostolic Faith Church, thank you for considering this.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at kind of a quiet day for the most part, but then turning snowy this evening as weather system slides in from the west. A winter weather advisory has been posted for most of the state of Wisconsin by this evening. So be careful traveling. It'll be kind of snowy and slippery out there. That'll be tapering down early tomorrow, but still a touch of light snow out there. Temperatures will reach their warmest tomorrow of the next 7 days, so get out there and enjoy that as you're cleaning up your driveways and sidewalks. Much colder Arctic air will start flowing in Sunday and really push into the area by Monday and Tuesday. Dangerous wind chills are expected for the first 3 or 4 days of next week, so be prepared for some cold weather advisories. It does look pretty dry, though, next week with that high pressure in control. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy with snow likely toward evening. High temperature in the mid-20s, south to southeast wind up to 10. Winter weather advisory late this afternoon through 6 a.m. tomorrow. Widespread snow today, generally 2 to 4 inches of accumulation. Right now looks like the heaviest in the northern half of the listening area. Low at 18 degrees, southeast to east wind up to 10. Tomorrow, good chance of light snow in the morning with another inch or so possible. Cloudy and warmer with a high of 31, northeast wind up to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, breezy and cooler with a 40% chance of snow showers, low 16 degrees. Sunday, blustery and chilly with some light snow showers possible through midday. Staying mostly cloudy, high 21. On Monday, partly cloudy, breezy and very cold, low 9 below zero, high of 6. Tuesday, another bitter cold day, breezy but some nice sunshine, low 14 below, high 8 degrees. Wednesday, frigid and dry with partly cloudy skies, low 12 below, high of 9. And Thursday, partly cloudy, low 9 below, warming up to 17. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, it is 1 degree below zero. Yesterday, 16 was the top temperature. The record high, 61 in 1954. Record low, 24 degrees below zero in 1951. Last year's high, 47, and the low, 20. Sunset will happen at 5:31 this afternoon. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7 a.m. Right now, the wind is from the southeast around 2 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.45. No precipitation today. After a low all the way down to 11 degrees below zero, it is 1 degree below zero. It has been an on-time morning. No delays or cancellations in that department. But again, keep an eye and ear on the weather for a little bit later on, especially this evening in southwest Wisconsin.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports. It is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. They're a busy place today, that's for sure. Hillsboro Equipment probably as well. Maybe you can buy your Valentine something sweet there, too. Coming up, we'll check out some sports scores and notes on last night, a look ahead at a tournament action for this night and this weekend as well in southwest Wisconsin. Those stories and more coming up.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ithaca girls basketball team closed out the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 51-32 win over visiting Lafarge last night. The Bulldogs led 31-14 and were up by 20 before the Wildcats trimmed the lead to 11 with 7:43 remaining in the game. Ithaca was able to take back the momentum and improve to 7-5 to finish out the Ridge and Valley. Senior Maggie Kirshner was the leading scorer with 15, including 3 three-pointers. Senior Tristan Peterson added 14, and sophomore J.C. Maxwell had 11 points. Holly King totaled 6 points. Kelsey Coleman hit a 3-pointer, and Maylee Plemer scored 2. The Bulldogs were 5-for-9 at the free throw line. Sam Coggins was the only Wildcat player in double-figure scoring, as she had 15 points. Cadence Lawrence and Chelsea Hipsch each had 4. Addie Hansen and Macy Fowle each had 3. Brielle Hansen scored 2, and Riley Greffy added a point. Lafarge was 3-for-6 from the line. They fell to 0-21 on the season and 0-11 overall. Ithaca now 13-9 on the season. They will close out the regular campaign Tuesday night against Highland. Lafarge had a game scheduled with Cooley Christian Providence, which is going on next week. Once again, the final of last night's game, Ithaca 51 and Lafarge 32. Elsewhere, it was a win for Kickapoo over North Crawford in the Ridge and Valley, 64-45. DeSoto over Kickapoo, 60-38. Waseca Steuben beat Riverdale, 75-36. Royal over New Lisbon, 44-43. Cashton, 54. Wonewoc Center, 34. Back to the Southwest Conference. A couple of games moved up to last night from tonight. Lancaster over River Valley, 52-41. And Prairie du Chien beat Dodgeville, 59-39. Richland Center boys basketball team with a trip to Prairie du Chien, and they came out a winner, 77-66. The Hornets improved to 10-11 overall, now 3-5 in the Southwest Conference. They won't play again until next Friday at home against Lancaster. Dodgeville was a winner against River Valley, 69-53. A victory as well for Highland over Fenimore, 68-43. It was Pecatonica, 84-44 over Boscobel. And Platteville beat Lancaster, 77-71. A tough loss for Weston in overtime at New Lisbon, 81-77. Isaac Jennings led the way with 29, Garrett Granger at 16, Trevor Westfall 15, Caden Putman chipped in 9, Evan McCraffick led New Lisbon with a total of 20 points. Seneca over Waseca Steuben, 67-56. Luther beat Hillsboro, 79-43. Viroqua, 65. Westby, 63. River Ridge, 68. Belmont, 55. Cassville, 63. Benton, 51. Potosi over Schulzburg, 74-43. Other boys' scores, Wisconsin Heights, 66. Waterloo, 59. Mount Hora beat Edgewood, 73-51. It was Mauston edging Adams Friendship, 37-36, and Baraboo over Reedsburg, 67-57. Tonight's WIAA regional action begins for wrestlers across the state. Tonight, it's girls wrestling. Mineral Point hosts one of the divisions. It's a no-class system, so schools of all sizes will be wrestling. And the coaches' meeting will begin at 3:30, wrestling at 4. Teams involved include Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus, Belmont, Platteville, Boscobel, Waseca, Steuben, Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern, Darlington, Blackhawk, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Iowa Grand, Highland, Lancaster, Madison East, Madison Memorial, Madison West, Middleton, Mineral Point, Monona Grove, McFarland, Mount Hora, Barneveld, Pecatonica, Argyle, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Riverdale, and Verona. Tonight at Richland Center High School, another WIAA Girls Regional event. Weigh-ins at 3:30, coaches meeting at 4, wrestling begins at 5. Teams coming to Richland Center include Aquinas, Baraboo, Brookwood, Cashton, DeSoto, Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, La Crosse Logan, La Crosse Central, Lodi, Mauston, Nisida, North Crawford Seneca, Reedsburg Area Schools, also River Valley, Royal Oneiwuk Center, Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights, Viroqua, Wanakee, Westby, Wisconsin Dells, and the host Hornets, all a part of the WIAA Girls Regional this evening. Lots of boys wrestling tomorrow. We'll have coverage beginning at 10 o'clock from various locations, including Mineral Point's Division 3, Richland Center's Division 2, and Dodgeville's Division 2 wrestling tournaments. This afternoon, boys basketball, it will be Waseca Steuben traveling to Ithaca. They have moved the JV game to start at 4:15, varsity to follow at around 5:30, at least that's what they're shooting for. Lafarge will be at DeSoto, Kickapoo at Seneca, Nisida at Hillsboro, Cashton at New Lisbon, Bangor at Oneiwuk Center, and Prairie du Chien at Iowa Grand. Again, we'll have coverage of the Waseca Steuben Ithaca game in boys basketball. Tonight in girls action, Richland Center is at Platteville, Mount Horeb at Reedsburg, Mauston at Westfield, Sauk Prairie at Baraboo, Potosi Cassville at Waseca Steuben, Mineral Point at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Fenimore, Cuba City at Southwestern. And Riverdale travels to Boscobel. That will be an only varsity event tonight, and the game will tip off at 5 o'clock in Boscobel. We have bowling scores to recap from this week. Coffee Clutch League, the ILK team with a 17-22. The Three Aces, a 17-20. Spare Parts, 17-16. Three Aces, a 6-20. Spare Parts, 6-14. ILK, a 5-99. Top Series, Marlene Geary, a 5-11. Cheryl McNerlin, a 4-71. Marsha Mahatka, a 4-64. Top Game, Marlene Geary, a 202. Marsha Mahatka, a 177. Cheryl McNerlin, a 176. Alma Manning, Marlene Geary, Barb Jones all rolled a 3-10 split pickup combination, impressing in the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. From All-Star Bowling, Advance Pumpin' Well with a 2901 series, TKO Barbecue 2827, The Misfits 2803. Top Game, Advanced Pumpin' Well, 1006, 1002 for TKO Barbecue, and the third best game, Turbo's Bar and Grill and Julie Karen State Farm, each with a 1000 game.
Top series, Jason Gurner, 97 over average with a 748. Chris Pardoon had a 721. Kevin Genthe, a 700. Individually, Kevin Genthe with a top game, 279. Ken Nix Jr., a 269. Jason Gurner and Chris Pardoon with 258s. Eric Ingman bowled a 510 series, 96 over average. Ethan Hafner with a 677, 92 over average in All-Star Bowling. Richland Center Church League matches ended the regular season this week. A division results, Richland Baptist Temple 1 down Bethel Lutheran, 2-1. St. John's beat Avoca Bible 1, 2-0. Free Methodist 1 had a bye. In the B division, Beulah Wesleyan 1 swept Grace Community 2. It was Hidden Valley Community blanking Baptist Temple 4. Boscobel Assembly of God top Nazarene 2, 2-0. Beulah Wesleyan 2 notched their first win of the season, 2-0 over Free Methodist 2. 5 points Lutheran blanked Avoca Bible 2, 3-0. Baptist Temple 2 down Nazarene 1, 2-0. And Baptist Temple 3 swept Grace Community 1 as well. The Church League postseason will begin on Monday and Tuesday, February 24th and 25th. There are no matches this week due to the primary election, and the Community Center will be busy on Tuesday. On the state of Wisconsin scene, it's action coming up this weekend for the Badger men's basketball team. They'll be playing against their opponent tomorrow at noon. They'll be taking on Purdue at Purdue. The Marquette women's basketball team will play tomorrow as well. Wright State plays at Milwaukee tonight, Northern Kentucky at UW Green Bay, and the Badger hockey men will be at Ohio State. Three Badgers have been invited to this month's NFL Combine. Offensive lineman Joe Huber and Jack Nelson will be joined by defensive back Hunter Wohlers starting a week from next Tuesday at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. 80 players from the Big Ten will be among 329 who have received invitations. The Combine begins Tuesday, February 24th and runs through Sunday, March 2nd. We'll have more sports coming up.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
We're talking sports with Mike Clements with a statewide slant. He just got back from the Super Bowl. Have you been partying all week, Mike, or what's going on?
I'd like to think so. Now, I tell you what, they did have a tremendous media party, and I think I talked about that last week from New Orleans. But there's so many things to do and press conferences to cover, and then you come back to where you're staying. It's like 11 o'clock, and you got 3 hours, 4 hours of work to sort of sift through all of your interviews you've got that you've recorded during the day, but it's the NFL's convention, and you learn not only a lot about what's going on around the league football wise and players, or hear their past stories, but you learn a lot about what's going on in the media too, and you see the shifts in the media. It's almost like a good media convention, but it turns out the game was this is incredible. I thought last year's game with 123 million viewers between the Chiefs and the 49ers, that was a tough number to beat. That was more people than watched Apollo 11, they say. This thing reached 127 million. So it's up 3% from last year's game in Las Vegas. And even though it was a blowout to start with Philly up 34-0 at one point.
I think so, yeah.
The final score was 40-22. And actually, this Kendrick Lamar rapper, I saw one stat that said that there was a spike of 133 million people. So they got this, younger guy who just run one record of the year. He's won 22 Grammys and a Pulitzer for his stuff. A lot of people tuned in to see what his message was going to be during the show. So they, once again, Goodell and his people know what they're doing when it comes to getting ratings.
Do you get starstruck there, Mike?
do you, you know, what, yeah, I suppose, because, you know, you're walking in to, and you go through all this incredible security. It takes so much, I've got an alarm going off here. You go through so much incredible security. And, you know, unfortunately, what just happened in New Orleans a month ago, so you understand. And then I get up to about the third floor. I'm walking through a concourse, and I'm trying to follow some directions to get to where assigned for press area. And I look, and there's two or three people, like a mini entourage, and I look, they'll do double take, say, God, that guy kind of looks like Paul McCartney. And then I see them go into a door, and then later I'm getting my seat, and then they start putting celebrities up on the scoreboard, and it's Paul McCartney. So, like, wow, and Paul McCartney, and there's Kevin Hart, the comedian. They showed him, and then they had one picture of Kevin Costner, the actor from Yellowstone, Field of Dreams, and all that, and sitting next to him is Pete Davidson from SNL, and I'm thinking, okay, one of these maybe doesn't belong in that box. You know, how did Pete Davidson get in there, man?
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's who you know sometimes.
So game-wise, you know, the thing I was talking about, I mean, I watched some of the halftime show, but you start talking to other guys that cover the sport, and I said, what do you think? And they said, look at that Eagles defensive line. I go, yes. Yes, what I can't get over is that Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, there's no stunts, there's no tricks. He's just rushing four guys, and they're just straight ahead, or the lineup, you know, maybe the coaching comes in, hey, it's better to take this guy on his right shoulder than his left shoulder. But they just blitz four. They will contain their running game, contain Patrick Mahomes, and keep the pressure on and speed up the clock, and then they drop seven. And Mahomes spent most of the night with no place to go with the football. And that really made the difference in the game.
Right, exactly. Well, this weekend, the big news is the NBA All-Star Weekend. Damian Lillard represents the Bucks, Mike.
Yeah, and a great story there. I did not know this. So Damian Lillard, who the Bucks picked up last year in that trade with the Portland Trail Blazers, grows up in the Oakland area. And so then, you know, he's already must have been showing some skill at basketball. It's 9 years old, and the father scraped together what funds he could, and they went to the All-Star game. Was at the Oakland Arena that week in 2000, with guys like Tim Duncan and Shaq O'Neal were some of the players that were like the MVPs of the game. And so they went to all the different exhibits and the different competitions they had, and including the game. They actually got in to see the All-Star game. And so now for Damian Lillard to be going to his ninth All-Star game of his career representing the Bucks, he said this is really important. The game is in San Francisco, so it's right across the bay, but he's got all kinds of family and friends and fans, I think, that watch him grow up. This is really special for him. So he's in that three-point shooting contest. I think it's tomorrow night. And then the All-Star game is Sunday night.
Yeah, he won that three-point competition last year, I think, too. So
yeah, that's right, right,
back
right.
Back to defend it.
And back-to-back.
Yeah. The Badgers playing tomorrow. I think they've surprised some folks with the number of wins this year, haven't they?
Including Jim Rome, the national sports talk show host, who had Greg Gard on, head coach Greg Gard, yesterday on his national show. And I think the first, and of course, we all know that Jim Rome, too, he spends his summers in Wisconsin. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, up north, there's a place, and I think it's not far from Eagle River, because he'll post a couple of pictures of, like, you know, a bonfire, a couple of chairs, you know, looking at a river or body of water. But he loves going up there. I think one of his kids went to Madison, too, to UW-Madison. But Romy called him and put him on a show yesterday and said, man, he goes, you know, I mean, you weren't even ranked at the start of the season, and here you are now ranked 16th because you're winning, you know, three out of four games in the Big Ten. What do you attribute to? And Greg Gard pretty much stayed with the answer that he said through this year. He says, we are under such a challenge right now with this transfer portal thing, and so we went out of our, you know, way last year to say the team we want to try and put together has got to be so that we, you know, we're really balanced. That, you know, we've got, you know, one or two guys that can do this, one or two guys that are good at rebounds, you know, two or three decent shooters, so that if one of these guys peels away or graduates or whatever, we're not hurting in one section all that. So he felt that they did a really good job of locking down guys for this year that cover all the bases, and they've continued to gel and perform and work hard through the season. Now tomorrow they got a big challenge because they're ranked 16th. They're up against number 7th ranked Purdue, and that game's going to be in West Lafayette. They tip off at noon tomorrow.
The transfer portal hurts, but John Tanjay coming through did not hurt the Badgers. That's been
a big plus. Very solid. And they seem to have the other thing too is that they have other heroes each week as you watch the scoring or the guys' different opportunities from time to time too. So I'm really curious to see this game tomorrow, which would be a real good measuring stick to see how they handle that one, particularly on the road.
Brewers, pitchers and catchers, along with all Major League Baseball teams, getting ready to get into the preseason. And not very far along, we'll have Brewer baseball on the radio. It doesn't seem possible, Mike.
Well, I'll tell you, it helps you when you're shoveling 8 inches of snow off your driveway, right?
Yes, it does.
Hey, maybe it's not so far away after all. So, yeah, the guys are reporting this week, and we found out yesterday afternoon, and talking to Freddie Peralta, Fastball Freddie, that when he walked in the door Wednesday, Pat Murphy went to him and said, oh, by the way, you're starting. You're going to be my starter opening day. And that's a typical Pat Murphy move. One minute it's, all hands on deck, everybody is going to have to earn their spot or re-earn their spot. But, with losing guys like Willy Adames and, Wade Miley, who is one of Murphy's favorites, not only as a pitcher, but just a guy in the clubhouse. Wade's 38 years old, a lefty. He ended up, he's still coming back from Tommy John's. He got a deal to get back to the Cincinnati Reds. And I don't think the Brewers really were going to bring him back. Brewers picked up a guy named Tyler Alexander, a 30-year-old experienced left-hander from the Tampa Bay Rays. So that sort of takes Wade's spot. But they go to Freddie and just say, we already know that on March 27th, Thursday afternoon, we're in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium, you're going to be the starter. And that's what we're going to build the rotation from you. And that just, that makes Freddie stand up and say, all right, I'm one of the team leaders, and follow me. And everybody else knows that they're battling for the 2, the 3, the 4 spot with those pitchers. So, another really smart psychological move from Pat Murphy.
All right. Well, that's good to know. With a winter weather advisory, it's fun to talk some baseball, Mike. Take care and be careful shoveling, okay?
I promise I will, man. Thanks, Phil.
You bet, buddy. Mike Clemens joining us for WRCO Sports.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is 4 above zero at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story is sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. July 1943, Sergeant Ed Davis, 364th Army Corps of Engineers, was building roads in Iran. The British and Soviet armies needed a supply highway from Russia to the Persian Gulf, and Sergeant Davis was building it for them. He was also helping a local village devise a permanent water system for itself when he met one of the villagers, a young Iranian truck driver named Bade. Ed and Bade became friends, in the process of which the latter repeatedly reflected on a beautiful shrine in the distant mountains. It is sacred to our people, the young man said. In fact, my grandfather took me to see it once. The problem was that so high up, the shrine was almost always covered with ice and snow. But then one day from the Iranian backwoods arrived exciting news. The ice on the mountains was melting. One could visit the shrine again. So Badi and his brothers and his father decided they would make the pilgrimage. Perhaps your American friend would like to come with us, offered Badi's father, and indeed Sergeant Ed Davis said he would like to come. The men piled into a truck and drove all day and all night. A village where they stopped to rest had collected relics from the still-distant shrine, intriguing and apparently ancient artifacts. So, brimming with anticipation, they continued on their journey at dawn the next morning. Road to road, village to village they went, until there were no more villages and no more roads, only increasingly precipitous paths which must be negotiated cautiously on foot. And after more unexpectedly arduous days and nights, the sun broke through the clouds, and there it was, across a valley amid the giant boulders, the ancient shrine of which Badi had spoken, a splendid sight Ed Davis would never forget. The pilgrims would draw no closer. A storm closed in, and they were forced to turn back. But Ed later drew a detailed map of his adventure, so that future adventurers might retrace his breathless steps. Ed's been gone some time now, but that map survived him, and future adventurers did discover it, and they did retrace his steps into those mountains in 2005. So we have photographs of the old shrine now, lots of them, and videotape, and fossilized shards from that site, which were sent to the United States for laboratory examination. And the researchers, well, they just can't believe their preliminary conclusions. Because, you see, in the Bible, it seems a specific mountain is named, but it's not. It refers to a mountain range. So if someday soon you should hear that way up in the mountains, somewhere in Iran, was discovered what's left of a huge boat, maybe thousands of years old, I mean with whole decks of petrified wood and pitch and of the size the Bible said, should scientists reluctantly conclude that up there somewhere is an ancient vessel which answers the biblical description of Noah's Ark? Well, you'll remember a sergeant in the Army Corps of Engineers who generations ago showed us the way. Because now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Thanks for joining us today on WRCO. Some fresh from the country hits coming up in just a little bit. Sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Miranda Lambert has a new one out this week. It's called Run.
Took two.
Randall Lambert on WRCO Radio and Run. Fresh from the country, we've been busy this week. We had special in-studio guests on Wednesday. Kelly and Sarah were here talking about their new song, Well Whiskey.
I started off writing a chorus, and I was like, that's all I can do. I can't do anymore. So I put it in my junk drawer for a little bit. And one day I pulled it out, and I was like, Sarah, listen to this. Tell me what you think. I don't know about it. So I showed her the chorus, and she's like, we need to keep doing something with this.
I liked it a lot.
So we worked together. We made a verse. We did all that fun stuff, put some chords to it, and we ended up really kind of liking it. And we wanted it to be very harmony-driven,
yes,
especially in the chorus. So that was, like, the main focus of that song. But I don't know. Like, we played it everywhere. Everybody loved it. And a cool thing about it is... a lot of times, so our fans and our supporters, they love the song, and they know that we like whiskey. So a lot of times they'll bring us like
a gift of whiskey,
like Well Whiskey, their favorite Well Whiskey, our favorite Well Whiskey. So it'll just be sitting in our freezer for like a year. But the cool thing is, every time we open up the freezer and we see it sitting there, we're like, the love.
Well, we have to make ourselves a glass every once in a while.
Every once in a while, yes.
That's what we love. That's why we wrote the song.
Oh.
We have to write about something you love.
Well, whiskey got me up and down and stumbling around. I got it from the well, don't need the top shelf. Yeah, you can call me cheap, but that won't bother me. I got a tap to buff for me, that well whiskey. Well, whiskey's whispering my name, giving shivers like it did the same way. Now I know I shouldn't shoot straight, but I remember that.
And Sarah, fresh from the country, they were in our studios earlier this week. Our trivia question of the day is coming up. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Coming up, the trivia question of the day, which is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, they are ready to go for your Valentine needs today. And we're going to give away some cookies from Christie's. We guarantee that they won't be ones that come from Kenny's Easy Bake Oven. So here we go. Romantic movie trivia. From what movie is this line? I'll get my best dramatic voice. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Name the movie that's from the romantic movie on this Valentine's Day, 608-647-4155. Here's a new one from Shabuzi.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on loving, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. With the devil when walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the season I'm sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows. Told me living this life will be lonely.
sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing me blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Shaboozy, brand new. That's good news on WRC Radio. Congratulations to Tammy Hendrickson, who knew the right answer. She smacked it all of the ball, out of the ballpark there. Romantic movie trivia. From what movie is this line? I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Someday I'll be in the movies. Anyway, that's from Notting Hill. Julia Roberts says that in that famous movie to actor Hugh Grant's character. So there you go. Tammy wins the cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. They are fixing it up right there for Valentine's Day. Hank, go down and get us some cookies there.
I've got all kinds of cookies.
You got cookies?
All cookies.
Well, go get us some chocolate-covered something or other at Christie's.
What about a scone?
A scone, that'd be a good idea, too. Absolutely.
Red scone.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. They got it all at Christie's. Thanks for playing trivia.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. Whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Love is in the air, and I love my customers. This is Heather, owner of the Creative Outlet. Don't you love anniversaries? At the Creative Outlet, today marks my 17th year in business. I have enjoyed selling craft supplies and providing local crafters a place to sell the items that they make all year round. I also provide opportunities for you to purchase gently used clothing for men, women, and children at resale prices. I can't wait to see what year 17 will bring. Come join the fun at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow. My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From the WRCO Lost and Found, we have found a cabinet sandblaster. It was found on Highway 14 in the Quick Trip area, Highway 14 Quick Trip area, Quick Trip East. And if that might be yours, call and describe at 608-963-5448, 608-963-5448. If you've been missing a cabinet sandblaster, found, I believe, yesterday. So there you go. We have the top five tunes in my little hand from this week, most played on country radio across the land. A Guy for That with Luke Bryan and Post Malone. Lainey Wilson, 4x4 by You at number 4. Jordan Davis, I Ain't Saying at number 3. Liar from Jelly Roll at number 2. And number 1 again this week, Morgan Wallen.
I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
From the country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. We'll talk again later on this morning with some Valentine shout-outs between 10 and noon. Next hour, some community friends will visit here in the Morning Show studios. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including